With every dream and nightmare comes missing gaps and holes. It's my job to fill those in. Welcome to a one-of-a-kind narrative podcast. Welcome to the Snoozecast with Will Pennington. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Snoozecast, the podcast where I discuss everything dream and nightmare related. I'm your host, Will Pennington. Now, this will be the final episode airing this season on Spirit Live Ryerson, and I want to take a moment to thank everyone at Spirit Live for giving me a platform to express myself and express my creative ideas. So I wanted to talk about an idea today, a phenomenon, if you will, in regards to dreaming that spiked my interest. You may have heard it before. It's called lucid dreams or lucid dreaming. Now, for those that don't know what lucid dreaming is, it's essentially being completely aware that you are dreaming. And from this, you may or may not have the ability to depict what happens in your dream. So they're quite vivid dreams and are very difficult to forget. So you have some control in your dream. You're able to determine what happens, whether that be who's around you and what actions you choose to do in the dream and so on. So based off of this description of, you know, what lucid dreaming is, I strongly believe that I've experienced a lucid dream myself before, though I wouldn't call this a recurrence. Now, I spoke about this dream last season, actually, but to quickly sum things up, I had an extremely vivid dream of a family member shortly after his passing, and I had control of what I said. I said, "I love you," to him. And I said it at the exact moment in the dream that I wanted to. I was thinking it, and I wanted to say it, and I did. Everything else in this dream, so the setting, characters in the dream, were already predetermined. So that I didn't decide, but what I said was my choice, which I thought was pretty cool. So this was quite a special dream to me. And if I were to close my eyes right now, I can see every detail of the dream in my head. I could even draw it out for you. That's how vivid it was. And this dream popped into my head the other day, and it made me think, is it possible to train your mind to experience these kinds of dreams? I wanted to find out more about lucid dreaming and what they are, why they happen. So I did what any curious person would do, and I went to Google. It was here that I came across an article by Healthline titled, "Does Lucid Dreaming Help Your Mental Health or Harm It? Experts Weigh In." And this is written by Karen Sanofsky. The article, so it talks about the science behind lucid dreams, as well as the potential pros and cons that they can have. It agrees that, scientists and professionals in the related field agree, rather, that lucid dreaming is, in fact, a real occurrence. It's a thing. The article calls it a hybrid sleep-wake state, so where you're essentially asleep while also being semi-conscious of your surroundings. It was also included that younger people or younger brains are more likely to experience these dreams as opposed to more developed, mature and aging brains. I had heard of this term lucid dreaming before, but I thought it was... I didn't quite buy into it. It sounded a bit fictitious to me. Fantastic, fictitious. It seemed quite out there. So I was quite surprised to see this recognized by scientists. Although they don't have all the information, it's recognized that it's a thing. And as well, my own vivid dreams had also backed this up, as I had experienced a dream exactly like this. Scientists have also said that there could be positive effects to lucid dreaming, positive mental health effects, that is. Lucid dreams, as of now, don't necessarily have direct association with relieving the effects that come with nightmares. Well, they do, but it's not a guarantee that experiencing these dreams will minimize your nightmares. However, lucid dreaming can help people with their problem-solving skills and the ability to control your actions during a dream can actually relieve or lessen some of that stress that nightmares bring. So it's this aspect of it that you have some control. You're, as a result, you're able to, if you experience these dreams, some people are able to determine the ending of their dream or what happens. There can also be, though, as there are pros, there are, of course, cons to lucid dreaming. And the articles that I referred to earlier suggest that lucid dreaming can cause confusion more than anything and dissociation. This makes sense to me, as you aren't exactly well having a well-rested sleep, nor are you completely being guided by a dream and lost in that dream. You're sort of stuck in between both. I think a blur between fantasy and reality is really what causes this dissociation, this confusion. Now, the Healthline article concludes with how one can actually trigger a lucid dream or increase the chances of one occurring. So I found this particularly interesting. It talks about a few methods here, one of them called reality checks. And what you would do is you would look at a familiar object in your room. So let's say your analog clock right by your bed. And you would look at this object and pay attention to any abnormalities to it. You know, study its details, pay attention to what time it is. And then regularly ask yourself, you have to constantly ask yourself, is this a dream? Or is this reality? So perhaps maybe the clock will say a time that doesn't exist, or numbers will appear on that clock that don't exist. Or what I mean by don't exist is, I don't know, maybe the clock, instead of saying 12:02, it reads 22:22, which for an analog clock would, of course, be quite abnormal. Now, another tactic the article mentioned was waking up and going back to bed. And what's meant by this is setting an alarm a few hours into your bedtime. So 5 hours is what this article used. And once you wake up, you complete an activity that requires you to be more active and more alert. So this could be reading a book, making a tea. You just have to be active in doing something. After this 30 minutes, you then go back to bed. And apparently, once you've gone back to bed, you're now more likely to experience a lucid dream because of this, because you just have had an interrupted sleep. And then you made your brain active again for a brief amount of time, and then you're still tired, so you went back to sleep. So your mind's essentially in two places at once, and in a weird way. It's quite a strange phenomenon, but very interesting indeed. So lucid dreams are definitely a fascinating phenomenon, one that I'm not sure I'll be trying out or forcefully wanting to put upon myself, as I enjoy my sleep, and don't forget, sleep is very important, especially for your health, mental health, and well-being. But I hope you learned something from this, just as I did. This is something I wanted to share. And yeah, this brings us to the conclusion of this episode of the Snoozecast, and we'll wrap it up for the season. Once again, thank you very much for listening to my podcast. It means a lot to me, and it's something that I enjoy a lot and have a passion for. So thank you again. So I look forward to next season. My name is Will Pennington, and this has been the Snoozecast. Sweet dreams. Bye for now.